Mr. Hoover is out of town. He's at the races.
Yep.
He'll be back about 6 this evening.
That's right.
Deke's judgment, and I concur, is that if we can review the thing with him, he'll be fairly good at a meeting. But there's some risk that he'll jump the traces. I don't think it's a very high risk. The meeting should probably be held fairly early Monday morning. If people who've been dealing with the senators involved think that it would be helpful, I plan to talk to the director about 6 o'clock this evening when he'll be back. And we'll indicate that it would be very desirable. I thought I'd leave you out to talk about the rust myself. And then if it's all figured out, you think they can have it with you while we just ship it over there.
I've got two. I've got one at 8 o'clock with one leadership and another 10 with another. My partisan, so it'd be difficult for me Monday morning, but I think we could see.
The problem is, Fulbright expects from the planning to start his hearing.
Yep, that's right.
We could do it tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Do it tomorrow?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. The other item, we had three pathologists. The autopsy on the evening, November 22nd. Come in, we had to bring Mink in from Vietnam. There are only 8 of us, including the 3 pathologists that were aware of it. They went into the archive last night and said they worked at midnight reviewing the autopsy photo x-ray. They all 3 seem to have something to chip on their shoulder. I think they'll be, I think they'll go along with our feeling that they shouldn't talk.
Did they what?
They shouldn't talk to anybody, but they're quite defensive about the criticism of them, and they feel that their professional reputation is at stake and whatnot. They say, we haven't got it tied down in affidavits yet. We hope to have this done by Monday. We'll be working on it today and tomorrow here. May have it done before then, but they're so technical and all, and they're so reticent about signing anything that it's fairly difficult to work with. But they say that the autopsy photos conclusively confirm their judgment as bullet that entered the back of the skull, and that it's not perfectly conclusive as to the one in the lower neck, it's very clear to them that there's nothing in the autopsy photos that contradicts anything that they said. Now, we've run into one problem last night that we didn't know of. That is, there may be a photo missing. Dr. Hume, who's the commander and naval doctor at the time, still is the captain now, testified before the Warren Commission that there was one photo made of the highest portion of the right lung. And the other two doctors don't recall if such a photo was made. They do recall discussing the desirability of making such a photo, but there is no such photo in these exhibits. It could be contended that that photo would be some evidence of the course and direction of the bullet that entered through the lower part of the neck. We can't run that down. The only other witness that would have any judgment about it at all would be the corpsman, naval corpsman, who took the photos. We'd have to talk to him. We're not too sure until we see what the doctors conclude that it's desirable. But we are left with this one specific problem that the doctor Hughes did testify before the Warren Commission. There was such a photo. We did not have a photo.
Wasn't delivered to you.
Not delivered to us. where we, it's that very clear. Part that, another part that is a concern to me, and it's not tied down yet either, is Dr. Berkeley's part. You remember I talked to him November the 8th when we were down at the ranch. After I talked with you, I got a sense that he gets very emotional on the subject. His eyes start watering. He says that he knew where the autopsy boat was for all the time that they were in his possession. Now, this is not, he's not entirely clear on this, but the possession will become an issue in a significant way that it had not been until, in our judgment, until last night because of the missing boat. I said missing boat.
They weren't actually in his possession, were they?
He said that they were actually in his possession and that he received them and had them in the safe in EOB. They bought sort of thing over at EOB. And he later released them to Mrs. Lincoln. Grubb is hidden. I think I know, prepared by Bob Kennedy. I don't think Dr. Berkeley knew what he had. I don't think he'd ever been in the inn. If he'd ever examined. But I tell you, the real problem is when you start talking with him about what he says is, well, it's just outrageous that anybody would want to look at those folks' personal property and the dead president's family. It's horrible to talk about. I think people shouldn't do that. Try to explain the real problem to them, why he just don't come through at all. He, his inventory coincides with what we had. And the inventory that we got, the material that was delivered to us by a Kennedy representative, Bert Marshall and Angela Bell. So that would indicate that between his letter what we received November 1, everything is there. Therefore, if there were there was another photo, it was before the delivery of this thing.
Okay.
I don't really think he had actual possession. I think he may have had some. He had constructive possession for part of that time. We have evidence that the material was given to them before this was in our kind of long. Nobody at archives knew it was there. Mrs. Lincoln had some storage space, including some security involved, because she was working over there on president's papers and all of them on the presidential library. And of course, there was people that had the key. Of course, it was a complete surprise to us.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, Beth.